Although methadone and buprenorphine have been favourites for treating opiate addiction, some patients may benefit more from a morphine or heroin prescription. But in the past, it's been impossible to distinguish between these and illicit opiates in urine screens. So keeping an eye on your patient's progress without relying only on self-report has not been easy. But a new urine test for street opiate metabolites has now been reported in the journal Addiction. Nick Linseris of London's Institute of Psychiatry.
When we do urine drug screens in patients on methadone or buprenorphine programs, what we're detecting there is the presence of morphine in the urine. The presence of morphine in the urine is a marker for heroin use. That's fine for the standard medications that we routinely use. However, the situation gets a little bit more complicated when we're actually looking at prescribing drugs such as heroin or morphine for the management of heroin dependence. If you're prescribing heroin for a patient, how can we go about trying to identify whether or not the patient continues to use heroin on top? And whilst in general self-report is fairly reliable in drug users, there are a range of reasons why there may be a substantial bias in individual patients being prescribed heroin. When we were looking at embarking upon a randomised controlled trial of heroin prescribing in the UK, it became apparent to us that in addition to relying on self-report, that an objective measure of illicit heroin use on top of prescribed heroin would be fairly important.
So what did you do in this study?
Illicit heroin is made in a range of Middle East and Southeast Asian countries from opium poppy, where the process of converting opium to heroin often results in the presence of a range of opiates other than pure heroin or pure morphine, such as acetylcholine, noscopine and papaverine and thebaine, which are not present in pharmaceutical grade diacetylmorphine or morphine preparations. So what we're interested in looking at is whether or not we could use these other opiates which are present in illicit heroin but not in pharmaceutical heroin to see whether or not any of these would be suitable markers for us to detect illicit heroin use on top. So our approach was to get a group of individuals being prescribed methadone or buprenorphine who had self-reported the use of illicit heroin within the last 14 days. Then the urine samples were sent off for analysis, looking for a range of different kinds of drugs. In particular, we were looking at the presence of morphine and also then a range of other opiates, including mecanin and metabolites of mecanin, papaverine and the metabolites of papaverine, codeine and thebaine. Now, of course, these patients were not being prescribed diacetylmorphine or morphine. So if we found morphine present in the urine of these individuals, then that indicated recent heroin use. We then looked at the specificity and sensitivity of each of the different opiates as markers and also the positive and negative predictive value for each of these opiates compared to morphine as the gold standard. The papaverine metabolites were the only ones that were suitable markers for illicit heroin use. Every time we found morphine in the urine drug screen, we also found papaverine metabolites, in particular hydroxypapaverine and dihydroxypapaverine. And there were no cases where papaverine was identified where morphine was not identified.
What does this mean for addiction treatment?
Well, this basically allows us to have objective evidence of illicit heroin use for individuals who are prescribed drugs such as heroin or morphine. This allows us to develop an evidence base for the use of these medications. Heroin has been increasingly used in a range of countries as an alternative medication for the management of heroin dependence, and in particular focusing on those individuals who don't respond to normal treatment approaches, those people who, despite being in methadone or buprenorphine treatment, continue to inject heroin on a regular basis. That will always be a relatively small market. However, oral morphine has much greater potential as a substitute medication. Many doctors will be aware that whilst methadone is very effective for the management of heroin dependence, not all patients do well on methadone. Some patients have difficulties with the side effects of methadone. Other individuals report that they have huge difficulties coming off methadone. So the development of an opiate as a substitute medication for heroin dependence may well be a way of being able to either offer more effective treatment for some individuals, but may also actually attract heroin users into treatment who have never been particularly interested in entering methadone or buprenorphine programs in the past. And this could substantially change our approach to treating heroin dependence in the future.